Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they are expected to adopt the fiscal year budget. There will also be some discussion over modifications, including the distribution of some $220,000 in one-time Measure Z funding and $230,000 for Measure Z-funded projects that are ongoing. The supervisors are also expected to approve a resolution that authorizes the auditor-controller to process roll corrections for disabled veterans who are eligible for property tax exemptions through state law. It took the VA longer than expected to approve the disabilities for some county residents, and now the county will reimburse the property tax paid by those affected. The board will also send a letter of support for grant funding for the Trinidad Rancheria's Stormwater Discharge Elimination Project, a long-term solution that will improve water quality and address pollution associated with the Trinidad Harbor Pier. The supervisors will be formally introduced to California Highway Patrol Captain Brett Fabry, who has been named as the commander of the Arcata Area CHP station. Fabry comes north from Garberville and takes over for the retired Adam Yeager. The board will also approve the county's new panhandling ordinance that addresses aggressive and intrusive solicitation in the unincorporated areas of the county. A resolution for the Department of Public Works to submit a grant application for $500,000 for environmental mitigation and the purchase of another 120 to 140 acres in the McKay Community Forest is on the agenda. If it's approved, the grant will be combined with $400,000 on hand for that purchase. The supervisors are also expected to approve an MOU with Public Works and the McKinleyville Community Services District for landscape maintenance along Central Avenue. Dame Shide, a 37-year-old man from Bayside, became the 10th traffic fatality on Humboldt County roads this year after he lost control of his vehicle on Murray Road in the early morning hours yesterday. Shide was headed westbound on Murray toward Highway 101 at a high rate of speed when he lost control on the on-ramp and then slammed into a tree. Shide was extricated from the wreck by firefighters and taken to the hospital for treatment, where he was pronounced dead later in the morning. Impairment is being considered a factor in the collision. There were no other parties involved in the incident. You know it's been a tough day when you are the subject of a CHP traffic collision report, and you know it's been a doubly bad day when you are the subject of two CHP traffic collision reports. That's what happened to 53-year-old Hornbrook, California residents Renee and Merle Hansen. Renee Hansen was behind the wheel of their sedan headed northbound on Highway 199 when she lost control on Friday afternoon. The resulting collision injured both Hansens, and they were treated and released from the hospital. At just before 9 o'clock, the Hansens were back on Highway 199 headed north when they got into an argument, and once again Renee Hansen lost control. The car left the roadway and collided with a tree. This time, both Hansens suffered major injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The refrain you hear from chambers of commerce across the county is buy local, and Main Street and downtown business organizations trumpet the same theme, one that is getting harder to hear. That's because of the ease and convenience of shopping online, and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg spoke about that issue on Talk Shop, pointing out that even he will succumb to the click of a mouse to make a purchase instead of driving 18 miles or so to Eureka to buy an item.
I know what it means to that business. You know, if they don't have me buying it or these other people buying it, they go away, you know, and it's those jobs go away. And so if I can get it in town, I get it. If it's in Eureka, I might hit the button. It just depends. But it's, I can see there's a lot of people that I know that buy almost exclusively online.
Sundberg pointed out that the County Economic Development Department needs a shot in the arm and said if the marijuana excise tax is enacted, the county will have the needed funding. He then brainstormed about a digital way to get folks to buy locally.
How can we tap into that? Is there sales tax we can get off of that and create other opportunities? And maybe we develop a humble app that has these products where you go first before you hit the button for Amazon. You hit the button for the Humboldt app and see if it's local first and get it from somewhere local. On the very first line of it is economic development. So we definitely want to keep that option open. And
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.